When Jimmy Johnson claimed his record-tying 7th NASCAR Cup Series championship in 2016, it was under a point system that is similar to what NASCAR uses today. The 48 team started the year by winning 2 races in the first 5 events, taking the checkered flag at Atlanta and at Auto Club Speedway of Southern California.
The California driver who's done so well over the years at Auto Club Speedway is going to do it again.
It appeared that Jimmy was setting the stage for a dominating campaign, but instead he went winless for the rest of the regular season. Following his victory in California, the team managed to finish in the top 5 only 4 more times before the playoffs.
Chase race number 1 set to go. The road to Homestead, Miami starts right now. The pace car hits pit road.
The round of 16 began at the Chicagoland Speedway. Jimmy was seated 4th, 6 points behind the leader. He finished 12th at Chicago, 8th the next week at New Hampshire, and 7th at Dover. It wasn't ideal, but it was enough to advance to the next round. Jimmy kicked off the round of 12 by winning at Charlotte Motor Speedway, snapping a 24-race winless streak.
We can't sit back and celebrate too much on this. We've got to buckle down and get to work tomorrow and keep advancing our race cars. But this does buy us a couple weeks of freedom.
He followed that with a 4th-place finish at Kansas and a 23rd-place showing at Talladega. Next, it was the round of 8. And Jimmy started it the same way he had started the round of 12, with a win, this time at the Martinsville Speedway.
Make room for another clock and get ready for Miami. Here comes Jimmy Johnson off turn number 4. The checkered flag is out, and Jimmy Johnson has won yet again at the Martinsville Speedway.
The victory locked him in the championship round at Homestead Miami Speedway. Johnson squared off with Joey Logano, Carl Edwards, and Kyle Busch for the final race of the year. The team struggled for most of the race, but in the end, they managed to take the lead after the final caution. With a green-white checker, Jimmy held on to win the race and the championship.
They've been fighting adversity all weekend long. They've come through every one of the problems, and they come home victorious. Jimmy Johnson wins at Homestead and scores on history-making 7th championship, tying the late Dale Earnhardt and Richard Petty.
It means the world to me to tie Earnhardt and Petty. These guys are legends of our sport, grew our sport and made it what it is today. For guys like myself to come along and compete, I am so thankful for their legacy, for their families, their dedication to the sport, and the opportunities it's provided me and my family. And to join those guys, man, I just hope I can carry the banner, carry the torch as they have. This is just absolutely incredible.
This has been 48 Stories with Jimmy Johnson.